I love when we come to Bookland. I love it even more when our guide is the one and only Susanna Hermans. She not only is a wonderful bookseller, not only is she a wonderful independent bookseller, but she is also a dear friend, and it's wonderful to have her whenever she comes before our microphones. Oblong Books and Music is in Millerton and Rhinebeck, New York. She joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this holiday season. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you here. I was I chuckled as you walked in because you reminded me of that of the kid like on their first day of school, like in the ninth grade, lugging all of their textbooks from wherever they got them to their locker. You have these are not small books that you have in front of you.
No, I brought every heavy book in the bookstore.
Yeah, this is quite a stack. This weighs a lot.
It does.
But that means that there's a lot there and some good stuff. Would you call these gift/coffee table books?
Yes, I would. So when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this morning, I thought I'm going to take on the challenge of talking about beautiful books on the radio where you can't see them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like a challenge.
Yep.
And there are so many gorgeous books out this season that you absolutely cannot appreciate their beauty on the internet. You have to walk into a bookstore and check them out. And if you decide to buy them, please purchase them from that bookstore
yes.
where you found them. And there are some real stunners out there. So I brought a selection of my personal faves, the ones I think many of your listeners will want for themselves for the holidays, but also ones that will make great gifts for everyone in their family.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? I find it's about a 1-to-2 ratio. I'm going to get this for Nancy, and then these two would be fine in my library.
That's okay with me. I'm
okay.
Cool with that.
Yeah, I know. You're good with that.
Story of my life.
Okay. Where do we begin?
So we're going to begin with two books that are technically marketed as children's books, but are 100% great for all ages, adults very much included. There was a book out last year, a large format book for kids called Maps, which sold out and was a huge, huge bestseller for us. The same folks have put out another book this fall called Historium. It's from a series called Welcome to the Museum, and it's created by Richard Wilkinson and Joe Nelson. And it is a very large format nonfiction book that is basically a museum in a book. So it takes you through all these different artifacts from civilizations throughout world history. And as the back says, this museum is open at all hours.
Historium.
Yeah. So you can, it's great for kids. It's absolutely a perfect gift for adults as well. There's plenty of depth to it. And it really takes you just through all these incredible artifacts and the history of them and what their place in the world, the story of our great world is.
I just have to say, just for people who are listening at home and don't have the book in front of them and have the advantage that I do, which is that if I picked this up, I wouldn't immediately think it was a children's book.
No, not at all. And actually, we shelve it both in the children's section and the adult because there's no way to tell, really.
No, it isn't. I mean, certainly I can see where kids would like it, but I would also see how adults would perhaps like it more because this is the stuff where kids may be in the museum, they're halfway through and they're like, oh, can we go home? Where's the snack bar? But this is really cool. It's Historium, and it's curated. That's very cute, and that's great. All right,
yeah.
Historium.
And if you guys missed the Maps book from the same folks last year, I think most stores have that in stock this season as well.
Awesome.
Also, a good kid-adult crossover book is The Wonder Garden by Christiana Williams.
I'm just going to start stacking them over here because
I
don't want to hurt you.
They're so heavy. So this one is another very large format kids nonfiction that takes you through 5 different habitats across the world, what those ecosystems are like, and what are some of the animals that live there. But the really cool thing about this book is the aesthetic is like this great kind of, I want to say Victorian, but mashed up with neon colors and gold.
You're absolutely right. It looks like it could be a Victorian Valentine, and yet there are these incredibly bright neon colors that just pop right out of the page, and it's so cool. So when you open it up, they'll have the Black Forest or the Amazon Rainforest or the Great Barrier Reef or the Himalayan Mountains, and then you go to those sections and you step into the Amazon Rainforest. That's really cool. And then it shows you the birds and the poison dart frogs.
I know. It's the coolest.
All kinds of scary stuff. But and I know this is radio, and it's hard to tell, but there's a picture here of the Great Barrier Reef that has the octopus and the whales and the manatees and the crabs, and it is absolutely stunning. It really is beautiful.
It is. It's the kind of book where I kind of want to buy two, one to keep and then one to cut up and like use either for collage or just frame pieces of the book.
Yes.
It's that beautiful.
That's a good point. They ought to just make these into like,
yeah,
wrapping
buy two,
paper.
Right? Yeah.
Well, yes. Well, buy as many as you. Buy 10. You'll order them.
I will.
It's a beautiful book. It's The Wonder Garden by Chris Janna.
Yeah.
Chris Janna Williams, written by Jenny Broom, excuse me. Wander through 5 habitats to discover 80 amazing animals. That is gorgeous. Okay.
Okay, so next I have my 2 dad books. Now, that said, almost any of the books I'm talking about today could be a dad book, but these two in particular are, like, perfect for dads. The first one is Norwegian Wood, Chopping, Stacking, and Drying Wood the Scandinavian Way by Lars Midding, which I think one of your booksellers mentioned a few weeks back, but I just had to bring it up again because we think this one is going to be one of the hottest books of the holidays and one to definitely pick up sooner than later. It is had been a runaway bestseller in Europe and Scandinavia. This guy is like a household name over there now, and he's actually a novelist who also did this great book about wood. It is kind of a smaller trim size, but it has full color, has a lot of depth to it, and it's not only the different ways to stop it, to chop and stack your wood, but also sort of the philosophy behind that with this great Scandinavian bent.
Now, if you thought you knew how to stack wood, you don't know anything.
It's true.
About stacking wood.
Yeah.
This is really incredible. Beautiful photography, and I wouldn't imagine myself buying a book or reading a book about wood and stacking wood, because that's not something I do. But it looks very, very cool.
Absolutely.
It is Norwegian Wood, Chopping, Stacking, and Drying Wood the Scandinavian Way, which apparently is
it's the way to go, man.
Different than how we normally do it.
And up next we have, can I say this title on the radio?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. It's Cabin Porn.
Cabin Porn. I'm reading this book.
Oh, good.
This is a great book.
Yes.
There was a huge spread in the, when this first came out, there was a huge spread in the New York Times about this. And this is a thing. This is right up there with adult coloring books.
Oh, yeah.
This is giving you a quiet place somewhere and have a little cabin in the woods, which I think so many of us dream of. And so if you want that little cabin in the woods and that's what you dream of, then yes, this is the porn that you look at, like food porn, where you would see all of the pictures of the beautiful cabins that you could perhaps inhabit.
Yes. Yes. And there's such a great depth to the text as well. It's both a gorgeous photography book and a real book to be read.
Now, there is in British Columbia, Canada, there is a thing called a hemloft. And this guy got free materials off Craigslist and put together this home. And I would call it a treehouse. That's what I would call it. I would call it a treehouse. But because it's in a tree. right?
Yes.
But it's sort of egg-shaped. And it has, but he's got chairs and you could live in there.
Crazy.
It's really cool.
Yeah. It looks like a little orb.
Right. You could write in there. You could, you know, just watch the world go by. And then obviously there are the much more, extravagant.
Yes.
Yeah.
The glamping kind of cabin situation.
And the part I'm on now, which is great, is I don't know. I'm entranced by this. But this came into my desk, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to. So this, there's a thing there. I remember, and I don't know which one it was, but I remember as a kid reading the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, the Little House on the Prairie
sure.
books. One of those had them living in the ground. Do you remember that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I did not read those books.
You didn't read those books?
I'm okay. An indoor kid.
All right. So so there's one where they live like on the prairie and right, Little House on the Prairie.
Okay, I'm with you.
But they sort of live in the side of a hill in the earth, and sort of the field goes over them, and they live in the earth. And I remember that in finding that enchanting as a child.
Like a hobbit house?
Yeah. It's like they sort of inhabit in the side of a hill, and the earth goes over them. It's fascinating. And so anyway, there's a whole thing in the book in a chapter called, I believe, Earthen, which is all of these places where you can live in the side of, live underground, basically. And it's fascinating. It's really cool. And there's also things about how you can live in a grain silo. And I'm far too excited about this book, but I have to say it's very cool.
Thank you, Joe. I feel like you just sold a ton of copies for me. So thanks. Thanks, man. Joe Donahue's pick, people.
I know it's your job to talk about it.
No, I just like to stand back sometimes and let you do your thing, man.
Here. I just have to show you this one thing, if I can find it.
This is great radio, people.
I just want to show it to you. But look at this. See, you're living right in there's the field. See that, Rob?
That's crazy.
The field, and then there's the home right in there. It's really cool.
It's magic.
Okay.
Cabin magic, people. Cabin magic.
I'll move on.
Okay, cool. I better hurry up because we talked about that one for a while.
No, you're okay.
Okay.
I'll buy you time.
Oh, he's so good. He's so good to me. Okay, so we have next up my probably favorite book on the pile. It's called Notorious RBG, The Life and Times of Ruth Bader Ginsburg by Erin Carmen and Shayna Nisnik. I couldn't even bring this book with me today because we only have one copy left and I knew it was going to sell this morning, so I didn't want to bring it, but we'll have more very, very soon. And this is a biography of Ruth Bader Ginsburg written for people who don't have time to read a biography and just want the good stuff, the details, the funny bits, it's a biography for the internet age. A lot of us don't have the time to sit down and read a 500-page solid text book about someone. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg is such a cool cat that this is the perfect book to hand to anybody who is curious about her life or is a feminist, a woman who wants to be inspired about one of the most incredible women in our nation's history, who is to this day like kicking butt and taking names. And it's really fun. So it's extremely well researched, but also not just solid text. There's lots of like infographics and trivia bits.
Book.
It's really fun and funny and so smart.
Just in a side homework assignment for anybody, if you have not read, there was a great article in, I believe, the Boston Globe. I'm going to put 99% of my money on the Boston Globe, that's where it was. And there was an amazing article between, and I didn't know this, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Gloria Steinem are really good friends. They're the same age, basically.
Of course, they are.
And they grew
amazing.
Up, and they worked with each other in the city, and they have known each other for a really long time. And they have a conversation with one another that is in this that's in this article, and it is endlessly fascinating. You end up, and Gloria Steinem has a new book out as well. You end up just loving these two women, not that you didn't already, and just thinking of how lucky we are that they exist.
Right.
It's really good stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
But through this, through the article, Gloria Steinem is sort of nudging Ruth Bader Ginsburg about being notorious RBG.
It's so perfect. I mean, she just reading this book, your jaw will drop at the things you don't know about her.
Really good stuff.
Oh, so great. And also I'd say good for teenagers who are looking for nonfiction because it's so accessible and fun to read. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to two books about maps. The first one is called Plotted, A Literary Atlas. And this one is a little bit smaller, a little slimmer volume, but it looks at 20 scenes from literature and maps them. So they'll be like the Ebenezer Scrooge's journey in Christmas Carol. It'll have the map of London and track all the different characters and where they go. Moby Dick, there's like an incredible cross section of the whale and the Pequod. I mean, it's like if you have a book nerd, this is the book for the book nerd. Like, seriously.
This is the book for the book nerd. Plotted,
and that's
a literary atlas.
Andrew DeGraff is the author of that one.
Okay. And so there's a lot of graphics, a lot of different things that tell you where things take place.
Who doesn't love maps, man? Right?
Very cool. oh, this sort of tells you where Ebenezer Scrooge traveled. And, oh, this is fascinating. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the kind of person or you know someone who gets really excited when there's a novel that has a map in the beginning,
yeah,
this is exactly the book for that person.
It's called Plotted, a Literary Atlas.
And then I would say, more serious academic but totally gorgeous book about maps. It's just called Map, Exploring the World, and it is done by Fiden. And this one is a larger coffee table book, and each page spread has two maps that are either complementary or contrasting. For example, on one side of the page, there'll be a descriptive map of London poverty from 1889. And on the right-hand side of the page, a map of human poverty across the whole globe from 2006. And it will have accompanying text that kind of describes the context of the piece. And to see these things side by side are just fascinating. Another spread is a map of Vesuvius from 1832 and the Hurricane Katrina flooding estimated depths map from 2005.
Wow.
Not only are these maps fascinating, but they are gorgeous. They're works of art.
This is almost a theme you have
all through history. I know, right? But it's just kind of breathtaking, and there's it's such a nice fat book that it's the kind of book you'll dip into and out of over the years.
Map is the name of the book, singular, not plural. Map and all kinds of great things. Bird's eye view of the national capital from 1892.
If you go into the bookstore and ask for a book called Map, people might look at you like, please tell us more information. So just make sure to also include the info that it's by Fiden, Phaidon, and it's bright yellow. That will help you find it.
Yes, bright yellow and a big book exploring the world.
And then we have one for our science and nature nerds, Thunder and Lightning, Weather, Past, Present, and Future by Lauren Redness. She was the author of Radioactive, this incredible graphic history of Marie and Pierre Curie a few years ago, that I believe was a finalist for the National Book Award. And it is like a large, fully illustrated book about the history of weather. And if you have a science nerd, if you have an art nerd who loves science as well... Yeah. This is the book for them. It is gorgeous.
Wow. Look at this. This is amazing. It is beautiful. It is called Thunder and Lightning, Weather, Past, Present, and Future. And this is by Random House, and a big book about weather.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like
very
weather.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, and then I had to pick one cookbook, which was really hard because we have a huge cookbook section. But... I chose Tacopedia by Deborah Holtz and Juan Carlos Mena. It is also by Fiden, and it is a sort of a paper. I would call it a paperback cookbook,
huge.
But
yeah.
It's huge, and the pages feel like newsprint. It has an incredible history of tacos.
They feel like tacos.
They feel like you could wrap a taco in one of the pages. There's over 100 taco recipes. There's also recipes for enchiladas and quesadillas and salsa, and it's
a travel guide where to go for
great
tacos.
Oh my god, it's like the ultimate taco book.
Everything you need to know about tacos right here.
And I love tacos. So, yeah, I'm pretty partial. This
is great. And another beautiful book.
Yes.
Yeah. And because I can see, if there's the college student or a friend in your life who, I don't know what to get them, but they love tacos. That's a perfect book.
Done. I was
talking
to Sarah in the hallway, and Sarah said that's what she wants for Christmas. So someone who's shopping for Sarah should maybe pick that one up.
Get her the big, get her the taco book.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share with us?
Oh, gosh, that's it. We have a couple events this weekend. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut, we're having Ginger Strand, author of The Brothers Vonnegut.
She's going to be on Thursday.
Oh,
she's going to be here. She's going to be with you Wednesday, right?
Yep.
I think we could catch her on the next night, and then she's here on Albany on Thursday.
It's a great book, a staff pick at Oblong.
Yes.
And then Friday night in Rhinebeck, I think it's at 6 o'clock, Luke Sant will be here to discuss his new book, The Other Paris.
Oh, yeah. And if you talk to them, see if you can get him on the radio with us.
Oh, I sure will.
Because they apparently
They've been hard to pin down.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on.
This is just because I'm geeking out now, but I just want to make mention. See, so you don't think I'm completely crazy. The third in the Laura Ingalls Wilder series is a book called On the Banks of Plum Creek, and you see.
Oh, it's right on the cover.
And they are living underneath on the bank, right on the creek, but they're living inside sort of the sod covered walls and so forth.
It sounds like my nightmare. But it's again, amazing.
But I understand. I grew up in the city too. So, but anyway, back to the cabin porn book.
Yes.
All those things are in there. It's very cool.
Very cool.
You're amazing. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a great season. Do we see you before the holidays?
No, this is the last time this year that I'll be up here.
All right. Well, have a wonderful, beautiful holiday season.
Thank
I hope
you.
It's incredibly busy for you at the store, and we'll talk very soon.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Look forward to it. You can find out more about all the cool things going on at Oblong Books and Music and the great work they do by going to their website. It tells you everything you need to know. Oblongbooks.com. Or you can visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Susanna Hermans is the person who will, she's in charge of everything. And if she isn't, she should be.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.